Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Richard Roland. This week marks the beginning of spring, and so in keeping with the tradition of past Afterglow hosts, Mark Chilla, David Brent Johnson, and Dick Bishop, I'll be saluting the arrival of fairer weather with a few songs of the season. Ella Fitzgerald, Mark Murphy, Jackie and Roy, and Nina Simone will all be featured this hour. Coming up, we have several odes to April, one to March, and we'll examine some spring weather, be it rainy, sunny, or clear. And although love tends to bloom in spring, we'll hear a few songs about some spring broken hearts. It's Songs of the Season, Spring, coming up on Afterglow.
Thank you.
A live recording from New York's Café Agogo in 1964, that was singer Astrud Gilberto and saxophonist Stan Getz performing Rodgers and Hammerstein's tune, It Might As Well Be Spring. That's from their album, Getz Agogo. It Might As Well Be Spring is from the 1945 film musical State Fair, which won Rodgers and Hammerstein an Academy Award that year. Richard Roland here on Afterglow. On this show, an Afterglow tradition. In celebration of the recent arrival of spring, I'll be bringing you our annual salute to springtime, with music of Billie Holiday, Mel Torme, and Johnny Hartman on the way. Let's kick things off with a sort of who cares approach to the arrival of fairer weather. This is Jackie Kane and Roy Carle, better known as just Jackie and Roy, performing the Tommy Wolfe and Wayne Arnold tune, So It's Spring. This is from their 1957 album, Free and Easy. So it's spring, here on Afterglow.
When the snow and the sleet are done, and the woolens are put away, everyone shouts hooray, it's spring. Hullabaloo's about. Why do the people shout? Hooray, hooray! I don't give a tooralay if it's April, March, or May. This is what I've got to say. So it's gonna be spring, so what? So it's spring. Is that good? When I walk through the park, I just walk through the park and go home to my own little bed. So the birds on the wing, so what? I should care. Let it wing. All that passionate cooing the pigeons are doing don't matter a smidgen. Unless you're a pigeon, I'm not, and so what if it's spring? Each bud that is bursting in bloom unfolds to the delicate bee. And though such hocus pocus may tickle a crocus, it's kind of revolting to me. Gee, so it's gonna be spring, so what? So it's spring. Ni chavo. If there isn't a guy with a gleam in his eye, and no one exciting for hand-to-hand fighting, it might as well be Halloween. See what I mean? So it's spring. So it's spring, Nietzsche. If there isn't a guy with a gleam in his eye, no one exciting for hand-to-hand fighting, it might as well be Halloween. See what I mean? So it's spring. it's spring. So it's spring. It's spring. So the season makes you sad and sentimental. The memories it brings to mind are things you'd rather leave behind. Little lady lonely, don't you grieve. Winter's got spring up its sleeve. This decor is more than merely accidental. Time to plan, a time to rest. Get ready to be at your best. Lonely little lady, just believe. Winter's got spring up its sleeve. Soon you will know there's no better show than the one going on right here. Watch winter arrange an impossible change. It's the fanciest trick of the year. Though the setting isn't gay and there'll be a sudden change of scene. It's part of nature's best routine. When the curtain falls one frosty eve, you'll awaken to a world that's bright and new. For winter's got spring.
June Christie from the 1961 album This Time of Year, a song about the changing of the seasons. That was Winter's Got Spring Up Its Sleeve, written by Connie Pierce and Arnold Miller. Before that, Jackie and Roy saying So What to Spring in their song So It's Spring. And let's take a listen to some songs about the month that seemed to inspire songwriters the most, April. Sure, there are a handful of May songs, and even a couple of songs about March, but April songs seem to abound. There's I'll Remember April, April in Paris, and the list goes on. Let's start with a Hoagie Carmichael number, April in My Heart, performed by Billie Holiday along with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra. This recording begins with a great solo by alto saxophonist Benny Carter. April in My Heart, here on Afterglow.
Turned around. It isn't fall at all. You see, it's spring that I have found. There's frost in Central Park. At 5, it's almost dark. What's the difference when you've heard love's sweeter men? There's snowflakes in the sky and geese are flying high. But there's April in my heart again.
Its way. If romance grows dim with each passing day, if you've forgotten how we met in a till April comes again. When robins return and spring has softened winter's chill, will you then recall? Stand still. Will you remember how we met in April rain? And love me when April comes again. Come for long, I will always love you when April comes again.
chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees, April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my
few songs about April. That was the Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg classic, April in Paris, sung there by Rosemary Clooney. Before that, Mel Torme with the lovely ballad When April Comes Again. That's from a recording he did with Marty Paich's Dectet, a 10-person ensemble that strangely featured 12 men on the liners. And before that, Billie Holiday with the little-known Hoagy Carmichael tune, April in My Heart. April tunes vastly outnumber ones about other spring months. Spring begins, however, in March, and poor March is so often neglected. Here's a March tune written by Brazilian songwriter Antonio Carlos Jobim, although I'll admit this might be cheating a bit. Since Brazil's in the southern hemisphere, March is technically in the fall, not spring. Well, regardless, here's Mark Murphy off his 1978 album, Stolen Moments, performing Jobim's Waters of March, here on Afterglow.
A stick, a stone, is the end of the road. It's the rest of a stump, it's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass, it is life, it's the sun, it is night, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun. The oak when it blooms, a fox in the brush, a knot in the wood, the song of a thrush, the wood of the wind, a cliff, a fall, a scratch, a lump, it is nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free, it's the end of the slope, it's a beam, it's a void, it's a hunch, it's a hope. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March, it's the end of the strain, it's the joy in your heart. The foot, the ground, the flesh and the bone, the beat of the road, the slingshot stone. A fish, a flash, a silvery glow, a fight, a bed, the range of a bow, the bed of a well, the end of the line, the dismay in the face, it's a loss, it's a find, a spear, a spike, a point, a nail, a drip, a drop, the end of the tale. A truckload of bricks in the soft morning light, a shot of a gun in the dead of the night, a mile, a must, a thrust, a bump, it's a girl, it's a rhyme, it's the cold,
it's the mumps, the plan of the house, the party in bed, and the car that got stuck. It's the mud, a float adrift, a flight of wing, a hawk, a quail, the promise of spring, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart. Snake, a stick, it is John, it is Joe. It's a thorn in your hand and a cut in your toe. A point of grain, a bee, a bite, a blink, a buzzard, a sudden stroke of night, a pin, a needle, a sting, a pain, a snail, a riddle, a wasp, a stain, a bass in the mountains, a horse and a mule. In the distance, the shelves float through shadows of blue, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life in your heart, in your heart. A stick, a stone, the end of the load, the rest of a stump, a lonesome road, a sliver of glass, a life, the sun, a night, a death, the end of the run, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. Is the end of all strain, is the joy in your heart.
Mark Murphy with Antonio Carlos Jobim's Waters of March, a lovely song about the rainy season in Brazil. We'll have more songs about rain and sun and spring weather of all kinds in just a bit. You can see playlists from this and previous Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Richard Roland. With the recent arrival of spring, we've been looking at spring songs of all kinds, an Afterglow tradition that began with our first host, Dick Bishop. Here's a Rodgers and Hart tune from 1938 heralding the arrival of spring. This is June Christie performing a little later in her career from her 1963 album, The Intimate Miss Christie, a great record that features guitar work by Al Viola. Rodgers and Hart's Spring Is Here, here on Afterglow.
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the balloon. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze please delight me. Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. Yes, spring is here. They say that spring is here. I
the spring I'll try to love. Now I still cling to faded blossoms, fresh when warm, left crushed and torn. Lack the love affair some of the spring when twilight falls. Will the night bring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find. It's not love that love is blind. Sun shines around me, but deep in my heart it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, what can that story some of the spring will my heart wake, stirring to sing love's magic music, then forget the old duet, find love with some other spring. Sun shines around me, but deep in my heart it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, what can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, staring to sing love's magic music, then forget the old duet, find love with its
Ella Fitzgerald featuring Count Basie and his orchestra with Some Other Spring, a tune by the songwriting duo Arthur Herzog Jr. and Irene Kitchings. Before that, June Christie with Spring Is Here. So typically, spring means love's in bloom. But as we just heard, some songwriters like to feature the irony of a broken heart in spring. This is not a new concept. Poet T.S. Eliot opened his 1922 poem, The Wasteland, with the phrase, April is the cruelest month. And it was that line that inspired poet Fran Landesman to compose the lyrics to our next song. Here's Betty Carter live from the album The Audience with Betty Carter doing Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most on Afterglow.
Just to kill lonely hours. Spring can really hang you up. It was then I decided that spring is a bore. prescribed a tonic. Sulfur and molasses.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow. For I remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes. For flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget and I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and I'll smile. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow. For I'll remember April and you.
another April song, that was Carmen McRae with I'll Remember April. And before that, The Irony of a Broken Heart in the Spring, Betty Carter with Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. It's our Songs of the Season spring show. So let's explore some unpredictable spring weather, shall we? Starting with Frank Sinatra performing the Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke tune, Here's the Rainy Day, here on Afterglow.
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day they told me about, and I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way. Where is that worn out wish that I threw aside after it brought my love so near? Funny how love becomes a cold, rainy day. Funny that rainy day is
day, you can see forever and and never, and evermore.
What a great ending to that record. Johnny Hartman with Lerner and Lane's On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. Before that, Frank Sinatra with Here's That Rainy Day. A couple of salutes to the highs and lows of spring weather. The arrival of spring means longer days and some much-needed sunshine. So to end tonight's show, a Beatles classic. Here's Nina Simone from 1971 with George Harrison's Here Comes the Sun on Afterglow.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's all right.
That was Nina Simone with Here Comes the Sun. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and is produced at WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Thanks to our production team, Tom Piechak, David Brent Johnson, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Richard Roland, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.